So this is a dance visualization. So what I'd like you to do is to close your eyes and make yourself comfy. Find a comfortable spot for your head, your back, your legs, your arms, and just cozy your way in there. And for the first few moments, what we're going to do is just breathe in nice and slow in through your nose, focusing on the movement of the air inside your nose. And then as you exhale through your mouth, just focus on the air moving over top of your lips and focus on your shoulders dropping down. And you can repeat to yourself to just let it go, to relax. Say something to yourself that's going to be calming. So either relax or let it go, calm, whatever makes sense to you. So breathe in nice and slow, in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Just exhaling and letting go, relaxing. Doing that a few more times just to get yourself relaxed and focused. Good. Keep doing that a few more times. Good. Now what I'd like you to do is just imagine yourself. So continue with your eyes closed. Continue breathing in that way, focusing on your breath. And I'd like you to imagine yourself at the competition. Okay? So you're sitting in the chairs. It's not your turn to dance yet. And you're sitting in the hall. There's people walking all around. It's busy. It's loud, there's music playing, there's lots of things going around. You can feel the chair underneath you. You can feel your dance shoes on. You're feeling a little bit worried, a little bit anxious. It's not quite your turn to dance. And so what I'd like you to do now is to picture the doubt and the worry that you have. What is the doubt and the worry? I want you to picture it. Either picture it in words, picture it as a color, or picture it as a character, some critical, anxious character from a movie, from a story, and it's sitting there or standing right beside you. So whatever makes sense to you, I want you to picture that doubt, that worry, either as a character, a color, words. You can see it there. You can feel it. It's making you feel really uptight. It's making you feel a bit doubtful, a bit bullied. It's making you feel a little anxious and upset. It's saying not very nice things to you. So picture it there. And I want you to also imagine what it sounds like. Is it a deep voice? Is it a high-pitched voice? Is it a whiny voice? Is it a mean, surly voice like, wah? What does it sound like? So picture it there. And picture also what it's making you think about yourself. What is it trying to make you think about yourself? Is it trying to make you think you're not a good dancer, that you can't do this, that you're going to fall on your face, that you're going to vomit, you're going to panic on stage and forget your steps, you're going to hurt yourself, fall off the stage, you're going to freeze and the judges aren't going to like you. What is it trying to make you think about yourself? And I want you to notice where in your body you feel this doubt, this worry, this anxiety. Is it in your chest? Is it in your tummy? Is it in your arms? In your jaw? Where do you feel it? And what does it feel like? Does it feel like a heaviness? Does it feel like a tightness? Does it feel like a jumpy feeling or a nauseous feeling? Butterflies, agitation, like you're just all jumpy. What does it feel like and where do you feel it in your body? It's normal. So as you focus on this critical bully, this mean, nasty character, I want you to remember that it's normal to feel a little bit anxious. And all that means is you want to do well. You want to do your best, and that's okay. Everyone wants that. But if we let this bully, if we let this anxious character, if we let this self-doubt get the best of us, then it's going to get in our way. It's going to interfere with what we want to do. So we want to put this bully, this character, this critic off to the side. So I want you to just imagine setting it off to the left. It's off to the left. That bully, that doubt, that worry is just off to the left. And now what I'd like you to do is to imagine the times where you've accomplished wonderful things, be it in dance, be it another sport, be it at school. And I want you to remember that wonderful feeling of pride, accomplishment, strength that you feel. And I want you to imagine a character, a person, a hero, someone, a hero from sport, a hero or model that you know in real life, or the image of you when you've been successful in the past. And I want you to imagine that person, that character, off to your right side. I want you to notice the strength, the determination, the courage, and bring to mind the qualities that you most admire in them, that you want, that you think would be most helpful for you today in your competition. What is it that they have or you had in the past when you were successful that you most found helpful? Was it determination, courage, bravery, boldness, persistence, strength? What was it? What was the quality that you most admired that you want right now that you think would be most helpful? So bring that to mind. And I want you to picture that person, that character, picture their strength. A champion stands tall. Their back is straight. Their chin is level to the ground. They look straight ahead. They're like a British palace guard, standing tall, chin level to the ground, looking straight ahead. They look confident. They look like they know what they're doing, and that's what your character that embodies either the strength, determination, courage looks like right now. So picture that person, that character off to the right. So I want you to return now back to this negative character who's making you doubt yourself, who's making you feel bad about yourself. And I want you to take a deep, slow breath in. And as you breathe in, I want you to breathe in the strength of the character on your right. Breathe it in and wash away the doubt. Wash away the anxiety. So breathe it in. And let that anxiety, that doubt, just float away. Like when you drop a small color of food coloring into a large container. It dilutes, it dissipates, it dissolves. Water on a hot pavement dissolves, melts away. Ice cream melts, ice melts. So I want you to melt, I want you to dissolve, I want you to dissipate that negativity right now. So breathe in the courage, strength, determination, boldness. Breathe it in. And as you exhale, you're just blowing away that negativity, that doubt, that courage. And you can notice the tension, the tightness in your tummy, in your stomach, just melt away. Breathe it in. And blow it away, dissolve it. Imagine it floating far, far away like a balloon high in the sky. Imagine it floating it away like a boat on the ocean, getting further and further. Like a bird flying away in the sky. Dissolving, melting, just disappearing. So breathe it in. And melt it away, dissolve it, allow it to disappear. I want you to do that a few more times until you can feel that sensation in your body just lessening. Good. Breathe it in. And exhale, let it go. Breathe in. And exhale, let it go. Little by little, with every exhalation, you're starting to feel a little lighter, a little freer, a little more confident, more strong, more bold. Good, a few more times. Good. And I want you to bring to mind now times in your past when you've made accomplishments, be it at school, be it in other sport, be it in dance, times where you had a challenge, whether it's returning from an injury, a big competition, or a new dance that you're learning, doing on stage for the first time, getting up in front of the class, doing a presentation. And I want you to bring that to mind. Bring that success, that accomplishment to mind. Every challenge allows us to get stronger. Every time we face it, we get stronger. We learn something new about ourselves. So I want you to bring that to mind. Bring either one time, two times, or three times to mind. When you accomplished something, when you overcame a hurdle, when you did something scary and you felt successful, it doesn't have to have gone perfectly, okay? But it was something that you found, okay, that was scary and I did it and I feel good about myself. I want you to bring that to mind. Take a few moments to bring that to mind. Those are successes. Those are real times where you faced a fear and you overcame the hurdle and you felt stronger at the end because of it. Every time we do that, we have the ability to look back and think, hey, I did that. I can do this. I did that and that and that and I can do this. We know new things about ourselves. We can focus on our accomplishments, our strengths. So I want you to also bring to mind different compliments that you've received, either in dance, other sport, or at school. Times where people said, wow, that was fantastic. You did so well. That was new steps, and you did a fantastic job. Or that was elegant dancing. fantastic toes pointed out, great kicks, whatever they were, arms fantastic, comments from judges, comments from your teachers, Carr and Mark, comments from your mom, your brothers or sisters, comments from your coaches in other sports, comments from your teachers at school. I want you to bring those to mind. These are things that you've accomplished. And when you see yourself there, I want you to see yourself in the audience in the dance hall at the competition. See yourself there and focus now on the three things, three goals that you want to accomplish when you get up on that stage. Be it dancing confidently, dancing strong through to the last step, nice high kicks, toes pointed out, nice over and downs, tall, confident, strong, whatever it is for you. Think about the specific things that you want to do to demonstrate on that stage when you get up there. Bring those to mind. Okay, I want you to repeat them to yourself three times. So each of them three times. So if you have only two, that's fine. Or one, that's fine too. But just repeat it to yourself three times. I want to, and then repeat the goal. Good. Now bring to mind what your motto is for today, for your dance competition day. It's my day. I'm going to do this. I can take it. You know what you're doing. You're a good dancer. Whatever your motto is for that day, for that competition, I want you to bring that to mind now. Whatever it is you're going to say to yourself over and over and over again, until you get up on that stage. This is my day. I'm going to take it. I'm a good dancer. I can do this. Whatever makes sense to you, bring that motto, that mantra to mind right now. Good. Now, also bring to mind, if ever that little bully, that little critic, that negative Nelly tries to sneak in, what are you going to say to it? I want you to come up in your mind right now with what are you going to say with it? Something like, I know what I'm doing. It'll be fine. I'm a good dancer. I can do this. What are you going to say to that critic, that little bully? Good. So just bring that to mind now. Good. Now I want you to picture yourself again. You're back at the dance hall. You're sitting in the chairs. And you're focusing. You're doing your breathing. Maybe you're listening to music. It could be calming music or energizing music, music that really picks you up, or music that you find calming, whatever works for you. You're sitting in the dance hall, you're doing your breathing, you're focusing on your mantra, maybe you're listening to music, but you're calming yourself and you're thinking positively. Picture yourself sitting there in that seat doing that. This is your focusing exercise. This is how you get into your zone. This is how you get into the now. So you're focusing. Maybe you have earphones on. Maybe you have earplugs in. Maybe you're listening to music. Maybe you're just doing your breathing, repeating your mantra over and over again. You're doing something that's relaxing to you. And now you're standing side stage, okay? You're standing side stage. There's a bunch of dancers all around you. And so there's a number of things you can do to keep yourself calm. Some people find it relaxing to talk to other dancers. Some people find it better for them to just do their breathing and to do some distraction technique, counting backwards from 100 by 7, spelling words backwards, saying the alphabet backwards, naming all the countries in the world. But I want you to think right now, you're standing side stage, you're doing your breathing, either in nice and slow to 7, out to 11, or into 5 and out to 9. And you're doing something that's keeping you calm and keeping you focused. And any time that anxious little bully, that critic, that negative Nelly tries to sneak in, you push it aside and you say, no, this is my day. I'm taking this. I can do this. I know what I'm doing. Whatever makes sense to you. So picture yourself side stage. What are you doing? What are you doing to keep yourself calm, to keep yourself focused? Imagine yourself doing it. Good. And now it's your turn to get up on stage. You're standing on stage. You're facing the judges. It's not important that you see anybody else. And you may even choose to look above, just slightly above the judges, and not focus on them. Some people find that a little bit more relaxing. Not too high, but just above their heads. You're not looking at anybody in the audience. Your music has started. What are you saying to yourself in that moment? What are you saying to yourself? I can do this. This is my day. I'm a strong dancer. I know what I'm doing. What is it right then and there that you're saying to yourself? Okay, good. Now your music starts. It's ready for you to start your step. Whatever step you're doing, your soft shoe, your hard shoe, your set dance, just picture whatever is most challenging for you. I want you to imagine yourself doing that dance. Ready to go. And picture yourself very, very slowly walking through the steps. I want you to picture yourself walking through the steps. You can feel the shoes on your feet. You can hear the stomps if you're doing the hard shoe. You can feel the stage. You can hear the music. You feel yourself jump. Imagine yourself very, very, very slowly walking through those steps. We're going to go through this very slow. Just notice as you're going any negative thoughts that try to sneak in. And push them aside. I'm doing fine. And if you make a mistake, remember your motto for letting it go. Move on, forget it. Next, let it go. Whatever makes sense to you. So you're moving through your steps. Maybe you make a step that's incorrect. Remind yourself to let it go. Move on. You keep going. You can feel yourself keep going. Nothing shows on your face. You're strong, you're tall, you're confident, you're bold, you can feel it in your back. You're looking straight ahead, maybe there's a smile on your face. You're going through your steps. And just notice, again, if you make a mistake, it's okay, let it go, move on. You're doing your best. You're walking through the steps. You're coming now. Maybe you're on to your second step. Feel yourself jumping. Hear the music. Feel yourself talking well to yourself, nicely, encouraging. Keep going. You know what you're doing. This is my day. I can take this. You're having fun. You're enjoying it. Your dance is coming near the end. You can feel yourself now, back at the stage. You're standing there. Right then and there, it's very important to be strong, confident, look like that British soldier, chin up, smiling, although the British soldier doesn't smile. You're smiling. And you got to tell yourself right now something positive. Because that was scary, to get up and to dance in front of the judges, to do your very best. That's scary. So I want you to tell yourself something nice right now. You're at the back of the stage. You can feel the strength, the stiffness in your back. You're standing tall. Chin is level to the floor. You're looking outwards, looking straight at those judges now, knowing deep in your heart you did your very best. They ring the bell. You can bow to the judges, the musicians. You walk off stage. It's very important when you walk off stage. It's easy to go to the negative. It's easy to go to the things that you didn't do quite perfectly. But before you go there, I want you to think about the things you did well first. I want you to think about three things in that dance, in that performance you did well. And after you can name three things you did well, then you can think about three things you would do differently. Not that you did badly, that's not helpful, but three things you would do differently next time. So three things you would do differently. It's very important. Once you can label the three things you did well, the three things you do differently, or maybe there's only one you do differently, to let it go. You gotta let it go. Let it go. Remind yourself to just let it go. It's done. It's over. You can move on. You got another dances to do. You need to let it go. Focus on the positive, keep your energy up, keep your focus on the positive, and let it go. So see yourself doing that. And maybe sometimes people even need to just physically shake it off. They shake their shoulders, they shake their head, they shake their body, and they shake it off. Let it go, shake it off. You did your best, you know that. You can trust that. You can believe that. Okay, so when you're feeling ready, you can open your eyes and you can return to the room around you.